Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Once a word representing the national liberation movement of the Jewish people, Zionist is increasingly being hurled as an insult in political debates, protest, and on social media. For some, it's a code for support of Israel's existence. For others, it's been twisted into a synonym for oppression, colonialism, and even worse. Why has this term become so charged? Is it being deliberately redefined by those with anti-Semitic agendas? And how can Jewish and Israel supporting communities reclaim the true meaning? Joining us to discuss this is Craig Pantanowitz. He's the chairperson of the South African Zionist Federation. Craig, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Why do you think that the term Zionist has become so toxic in certain circles today?
Good morning, Howard, and very good morning to all the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. Howard, I think one has to understand the context, not necessarily on anti-Zionism, but more on anti-Semitism and Jew hate over the ages. And I think in my understanding of where we are as a people today, anti-Semitism has got deep historical roots, which evolves over time. Anti-Zionism today, in my mind, is just the latest expression of anti-Semitism or Jew hate. And I think that it has been a phrase that has been used as an excuse to hate Jews without coming outright and saying, I'm opposed to Jewish people. And we see this across social media, as you say, in normal media, in our day-to-day lives. Israel is now the scapegoat or the reason for this underlying anti-Semitic hate.
You know, it's so interesting. Towards the beginning of this war, I noticed that people would use the word Zionist as an accusation against me, and I would say, yes, I am. And then it was actually, without even being funny, it was confusing for them because I wasn't taking it as an insult, but they could not understand that this wasn't an insult because it was meant as one. And that's how far, unfortunately, the word has fallen from its real meaning.
Yeah. No, it's a real problem, Howard. And I think that it absolutely, you know, to stand up and be a proud Zionist. And if we break that down, what does that mean? All it means is that we believe in having a home, a nation state for the Jewish people, which most nations around the world have. And it's a place that we believe we have ties to for thousands and thousands of years. It's our historical homeland. It's not an invention, a new modern day invention. Zionism is the quest for Jewish people to have self-determination in their historical biblical homeland. And unfortunately, media and social influences, etc., have promoted this concept that Zionism is this terrible, terrible evil, and that the concept of Zionism or the implementation of Zionism has come at a cost to other people in the world. And I don't think that that was ever the intention of Zionism, and I don't think that it's a reasonable, I don't think that it is reasonable now that Zionism has been turned into this absolute swear word. And I feel the same way you do. When somebody accuses me of being a Zionist, I don't take that as an insult. I go, thank you very much. I am. I believe that Jewish people have a historical homeland. And I believe that we have a right to live freely in that homeland. That doesn't mean at a cost of other people. Unfortunately, history has showed that there has been conflict from the start of Israel's birth in 1948, but that wasn't necessarily because of Zionism. It was because people didn't want Jewish people living in the new state of Israel.
There's a tremendous attempt specifically in South Africa because to separate the words, to separate the concept of Zionism from Jews. And I get this all the time, people saying to me on social media, we're not anti-Semitic, we don't hate Jews, we just hate Zionists. And I believe that they even believe that. That's how good a job has been done on this word. What doesn't help us are the as a Jew crew, and I don't know what else to call them, who are very much self-hating, but who define themselves as Jews but not as Zionists. How do we deal with that?
It's very difficult. It's something we come across a lot. I think it's critical to make the point that anti-Zionism is effectively anti-Semitism. And why do I say that? I don't say it lightly. But if we just have a look over the last 2 years since October 7th started, how many Jewish people have been attacked around the world physically, on social media? People have died in the United States. People have died in France because of this concept of anti-Zionism. Now, if anti-Zionism is this will to separate Jews from the state of Israel, why are Jews around the world being attacked, Howard?
Yeah, it's a very simple question. If somebody's not happy with the Taiwanese government or the Chinese government, it would be an absolute absurdity if people went around attacking Chinese or Taiwanese in other countries. And it's so clear, but somehow when it comes to Jews, it does get confusing. That said, though,
it's not even confusing. It's actually the base point, is that the term anti-Zionism is used as an excuse for Jew hate. But the outcome is exactly the same. It's pure, unadulterated Jew hate. And that's why Jews in the diaspora are being attacked, because they're not after Israel, they're after Jews.
So here's something that I've long pondered. Is it time for us to let the word Zionism go? Is it worth fighting for? Why do we need to fight for a word? Is that where the battle should be taking place, or is it important enough to fight for the word Zionist to bring it back to its original meaning?
That's a very, very tough question to answer. I wish that I had an answer. However, what I can say is that I believe that the concept of Zionism is critical for every Jew. I believe that the Jews deserve our biblical homeland. We deserve to live there freely with the other people that want to live there freely with us in peace. Is the word that important? I don't know, but the country is that important. And I think that we need to stand very firmly to say, this is our country. It has been for thousands of years, and that's not going to change. Do I think if we lost the word Zionism from the dictionary, would Jews be safe around the world? I don't believe so for one second, Howard.
And I think that's a good way of answering it, is what would it do any good? Would it help us? Would it further any of these goals? Probably not, Craig Pantanowitz. Thank you. Great to chat to you. Craig is the chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. Give me your thoughts. Should we cut the word Zionist free and look at it as a concept, or is it worth fighting to regain the real and true essence and meaning of the word?